I'll be reading a few poems tonight. They're actually my own way of observing my sister's birthday, which was yesterday. I believe she was 36 years old. These poems are all taken from The Dance of Life. And Guru wrote these in 1973, coincidentally, the very year we both came to the path. So here goes. I long to be one with the dust of your feet. I long to be one with the smile of your eyes. I long to be one with the love of your heart. I long to be one with the oars of your boat. I long to be one with the glow of your promise. I long to be one with the flow of your life. I long to be one with the victory of your banner. Where do I look for guidance? I look for guidance in the body of gray fears. Where do I look for guidance? I look for guidance in the vital of red jealousies. Where do I look for guidance? I look for guidance in the mind of black doubts. Where do I look for guidance? I look for guidance in the heart of white insecurities. My Lord says, if you need further guidance, then think of me, count on me, I am at your disposal, my light is at your disposal, my delight is at your disposal, my perfection is at your disposal. Lord, I am sufficient only when I have you on my side. Son, I am sufficient only when I take your side. When I add peace to your achievements, I become perfect. When I add light to your achievements, I become perfect. A drop of my tears is enough to make my Lord embrace my ageless inner poverty. A drop of my Lord's tears is enough to transform my life of ignorance dream into reality's divinity love. You have come to me to share your teeming worries. I am prepared. You have come to me to throw your serpent doubt at me. I am prepared. You have come to me to challenge my compassion net. I am prepared. My child, I am the sole intermediary between the animal in you and the supreme for you. Only one body, you must teach it. Only one vital, you must guide it. Only one mind, you must perfect it. Only one heart, you must use it. Only one soul, you must treasure it. only one goal. You must become it. Are you insecure? Then say that my courage is all yours. Are you full of doubts? Then say that my assurance is all yours. Are you always jealous? Then say that my compassion is all for you. Now, are you thinking of becoming perfect? If so, my transcendental perfection is all yours. I do not know how to run alone. Therefore, my friend faith accompanies me. I do not know how to dive alone. Therefore, my friend courage accompanies me. I do not know how to fly alone. Therefore, my friend aspiration accompanies me. I do not know how to go to God alone. Therefore, my friend surrender accompanies me. Why is surrender so great? Surrender is great because it accepts cheerfully what it does not understand remotely. Also, it does not care to understand vaguely anything whatsoever. It only believes and obeys and obeys and believes. Surrender is by far the greatest because it alone is the glowing ascent of the aspiring heart and the proud descent of the Absolute. Surrender is by far the greatest because it alone is the glowing ascent of the aspiring heart and the proud descent of the Absolute. O Lord Supreme, why do I follow you so closely? Because you love me so deeply. O Lord Supreme, why do I love you so deeply? Because you see me so clearly. O Lord Supreme, why am I allowed to see you so clearly? Because my heart of compassion sees for you, my child, eternally. O humility soul, your life garden is eternally in bloom. You were born in the silence palace of the moon. You sport with the heart of the eternity sun. Your surrender existence is your soul friend. In your eternal pilgrimage to the Supreme, soon, very soon, you will transform today's face and transcend tomorrow's smile. My awakened body is walking from glory to glory. My transformed vital is marching from glory to glory. My illumined mind is running from glory to glory. My liberated heart is flying from glory to glory. My fulfilled soul is dancing from glory to glory.